Our coverage of Amateur Hour, covering the local amateur baseball teams in our region, state tournament edition. We're talking with Perham Pirates manager Jason Groth. And Jason, you guys were able to lock up that second spot in Region 14C to go to the state tournament. First of all, congratulations. And just what was it like to come back and claim that final spot for the state tournament?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. It was a lot of excitement. We had to kind of come through the long way, which has kind of been a thing of the past for our team in the past. After dropping that quarterfinal game against New York Mills, we kind of knew we had a tough path ahead of us, and we took it with the mentality of one game at a time, and we were able to get on a nice run and get some momentum, and then especially play some big games that last weekend against Midway and Deer Creek, and then to capitalize and get that second spot.
For those who don't know, just familiarize us with your team. What is the 2024 Perham Pirates? Are they a pitching team, a defensive team, a hitting team? What makes you guys, what has made you guys get to the state tournament berth?
I would say, I mean, one way of saying it, we're coming up in the clutch times this year. I mean, sometimes we've had the ability to put up a lot of runs, but I'd say one of our things that we put our hat on this year has been our pitching and our defense. We have two pitchers that have really done a lot of the work this year, Maddox Kovash and Austin Onnison. They battled throughout the year. And then you got to give a tip of the cap to Chris Ruther, who pitched his longest outing of the year in the get to state game against Deer Creek. He was really outstanding, going 8 2/3. But mainly, we've been a lot relying on the arms of Maddox Kovash and Austin Onnison. They've been our 1-2 punch on the hill for us, and they've done enough to keep us in the games. And then we get timely hitting and bats going. Throughout the region tournament, we had some big knocks throughout the lineup. Ben Shemansky, Gabe Pink, and then really had some big hits and timely spots for us in the middle of the order. So I'd say it's a little bit of a mix of everything. But right now, I think our defense has been really playing well.
Yeah, what's it like on game day when you're with the guys and you're out there? I mean, just what's the dugout like? What's the pregame vibe like? I mean, just what's it like to be part of this group of guys?
It's a great group of guys. I mean, our dugout is always very loose. Sure, some of you may have seen our Twitter account always gets the guys going, but it's they're just a very loose group. They're relaxed. They like to play ball, and it makes it fun going to the ballpark every day.
Yeah, I was going to say we had to bring up the Twitter account at some point. It's a great follow, and it just kind of shows. Yeah, like you talked about, those guys are like to be around each other. They like to have a good time, and that helps a lot with stuff like this. And you're able to get that second spot. And you know, if you can, just to let us know, when was the last time that the Perham Pirates have qualified for the state tournament?
Well, the last time we've been to state was actually 6 years ago, which in 2019, it was my first season managing, and we had a unique group then. A few of the guys are still from that team there. We went down, and we were just under 500. We made a run through the regions, had a big tournament from Josh Bolick and a couple of other players, and then we got down to state, and we got the privilege and the honor of playing the host team, Maple Lake, and we were able to beat them in 13 innings, and I believe it was Ruth Schmidt to the walk-off home run. And we were able to win in that first round, which was a lot of fun. And then we lost to, I believe it was Raymond in the next round, but it was a lot of fun for a lot of these guys. So we have a few of these guys back that played that year. So hopefully that experience will help as we get ready to face another good team in Cold Spring.
Yeah, you talk about Cold Spring and a good team. And I mean, when you get to this point, all the teams are good. But what do you know about them, and just what is it going to take to try and get a W?
Honestly, don't know too much. I know the last few years ago they played on New York Mills down and had some success against Mills. So, but I talked to head coach Josh Hendricks there for Mills and said expect to see a lefty that is apparently is pretty solid. We know they are in a very tough league. I mean, they had a battle through to get to where they're at. So we expect to see that. I think for us, it's kind of continuing the same thing, having good aggressive approaches at the plate, but mainly being strong defensively, making the plays, and then being the team to keep our pitchers and give us a chance.
You know, like you talked about, you went to the state tournament in 2019, have some new kids, some new guys that have gone through that weren't there on that first time. What's it like, or I guess kind of what have you been telling those guys who are going down to the state tournament for the first time? What's that message?
Well, the message is just enjoy it. It's a great experience. I mean, the fans, it's going to be something they're not used to playing in front of. But at the same time, a lot of these kids are used to playing in front of the big crowds because they have that state tournament experience from their days in high school. Because you look at the rich tradition of the Perham Yellow Jackets and their high school baseball team, a lot of those guys carry on into this group. So they're used to that big stage. But this is a different experience, a different animal, because you have a lot of fans. They're right on you. And it's a little, the fans are a little more vocal than they, I would say, at the high school level, but they're fun and it's in good humor most part. So it should be, I think, kind of that. You just be ready. It's just play it and take it as another nine-inning game.
And when you get down to the state tournament and somebody who's been down there like yourself, what do you think helps the team out more? Obviously, you got to hit well. You got to play defense. You have to pitch well. But what's one thing, you know, is it hitting, pitching, defense? What's one thing that really kind of helps the team tip the scales if they can be particularly well in that area?
I would think at that state level, it's the defense. I mean, because every team you're going to face is going to have a good pitcher. Every team you're going to face down there is going to be a solid lineup. So it's making the plays and defense. And I got to kind of tell myself this sometimes on the bench. It's controlling what you can control and just limit that. And don't worry about some of the outside noise. Just stay and remember that the game's played within the lines and have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and you guys are getting ready once again to go down and play Cold Spring, and you talked about the group of Perham fans that you're expecting to come down and help cheer you on. But, I mean, with Perham Pirates baseball, just talk about how important that's been for the community and what's it like to see everybody support you guys in the amateur team.
Oh, it's exciting to see the support that we've gotten. You hear about it. I mean, we touched on a little bit, but the Twitter, I mean, the guys have fun with that, and the community, I think, enjoys it. We get a lot of comments about the Twitter. Again, I don't run that account. It's one of our guys, and we kind of joke about that. And that they have a lot of fun with that. And I think the community enjoys that, and they see that there's a bunch of guys that just love the game of baseball, love being there, and love playing. And we're getting a lot of support that way. And I think it's great to see that as well. I mean, these guys just, you know, Dana, we might not have the same guys every game, but when we have the group that we do and when we play, they're having fun with their buddies and playing ball. And I think the love of the game comes out, and you can see that amongst our group and our fans, I think, kind of buy into that.
We're talking with Jason Groth, the manager of the Perham Pirates amateur baseball team, who clinched that second spot to the state tournament in Region 14C. They're playing Cold Spring Sunday afternoon. We are going to have coverage of that game on the Superstation K106. Jason, appreciate you so much for your time. Best of luck down at the state tournament. We'll see you Sunday.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys covering the game, and I appreciate the interview and the time.